the licensing situation is wrong in this country. It should be much easier for people to get a license, but people should be responsible. I think it's wrong for anyone who wants to be able to set up a radio station to be able to set it up. There have got to be controls. There have got to be controls over transmitter power, over technical standards, programming standards, decency, obscenity. All those things have got to be taken into account. So there's got to be some sort of control. If you had total freedom of the airwaves, which I believe is something that you're advocating, that leads to anarchy.
Do you think so?
I think so, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, well, we don't actually want anarchy on the airwaves, you know, sort of every Tom, Dick and Harry on. We want a freedom to allow ourselves to present what we want to people to hear. We want to have the freedom to play records we want to hear without any rules, regulations, any license, anything at all to do with our IBA, anything conformed, you know. We don't want to have anything, any rules or anything like that. We just want to be ourselves on the air and do what we want. That's what we want.
Do you think you should be free to broadcast on whatever frequency you like, with whatever power you like, with whatever standard of broadcasting equipment you like?
No. Well, we are using the top standard of equipment. Andy Davis is one of the best engineers on Merseyside, if not the best.
That is your opinion, but don't you think that there should be some technical specifications that you should adhere to, and that there should be some body to govern the stations that are on the air to make sure that they are broadcasting within acceptable limits?
You mean all of them?
All the stations that are on the air, yes.
On Merseyside?
Yeah.
But that wouldn't that be a bit chaotic when people don't talk on Merseyside?
Pardon?
Stations on Merseyside don't talk to each other, wouldn't that be a bit chaotic?
What I'm saying is there should be a legal body who looks over all the stations. I'm not saying that the pirates that are on at the moment, I'm talking about in a legal radio system. Were the stations in Merseyside to be legalised, there should be a body overlooking them to make sure that they come within whatever specifications are decided upon. They've got to be run by technically competent people. It would be no good for any Tom, Dick or Harry who can build a transmitter, which is very easy to build, to be able to come on the air. You know, that, I think engineers have got to have technical qualifications. They've got to be presumably a government body who's going to overlook these stations.
Yeah. Well, you're a technical wizard yourself, with transmitters and things. What do you think of Mr. Andy Davis's very hard worked effort to put a radio station on the air?
Well, I've got the transmitter sitting to my right. I must say I've never seen one quite like it before. There is an open chassis with a number of valves mounted sideways on the chassis. I think it's rather dangerous. If I tripped over that, I'm going to get an electric shock.
Yeah, but I mean, don't you think that the technical wizardry of it is... It sounds as good as an IBA transmitter, don't you think?
It sounds all right on a small portable radio. From what I've heard, which is not very much of your station, it would be wrong of me to comment. What I would say is it would be nice to see the transmitter mounted in a box.
But that would, see, the reason it's not in a box is it is so easy for us to remove parts if we get a radio, you see, because we're not all rich at this station, you know, we don't take money in. We just do it for the freedom of what we like doing. We haven't got a lot of money, all of us, we just do it for fun. And if we lost any part of it, then we couldn't do it again.
See, in fairness, Nick, there's only us three here anyway who we'd make sure we didn't trip over the bits and pieces.
Well, in this room now, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people.
Yeah, but it's rare that
but
we
really,
do that.
That's really, we've invited you in, we don't invite anybody into the studio.
No, we could all have a punch-up. You could knock me onto that transmitter, I could be killed.
Yeah.
Now, how would you feel then?
Well, I don't know, have a funeral.
You wouldn't feel too good about it, would you?
Well, no.
One question, sorry to interrupt, Steve. Yeah. Now, you were saying before something about a certain Merseyside station putting a lot of effort into it. Now, the thing...
I'm only going by what I've heard.
Oh, yes, of course, no. Point is, what is your views on, for example, one radio station which makes a lot of profit for itself, right, and therefore has the incentive, therefore, to go on, you know, a certain number of days a week, and, say, another station which doesn't make any profit at all, which puts its own money into the running of the station, and therefore can, you know, only possibly go on 1 or 2 days a week. What's your opinion of that? You know, in other words, what's your opinion of a station which makes lots of money for its own bank?
I see no reason why a station shouldn't make money. Okay, I accept that you're not making any money, and I haven't heard a lot of your programmes. I think I've got nothing against what you're doing. When I said I thought LBC was better, I'm really going by programmes. They're going on 7 days a week. You're on 1 day a week. So they are providing a better service for the listener. Now, if the listener wants to tune into a radio station, he doesn't want to have to think, now is it Sunday today, or is it which day of the week are they on? He wants to be able to tune into that wavelength and hear that station. Now LBC is on 7 days a week, so he can always tune into 1170, and there they'll be. You're on one day a week, so he's got to remember which day you're on. I think you're doing a good job. Yeah, you're all doing a good job.
We're on a set day, aren't we? We're on a Sunday, you know. And we're doing
I sometimes forget it's Sunday. If I've been out on the booze the night before, I don't know it's a Sunday.
No, well, we're doing it purely for the love of it, you know. We're putting a lot of money into it ourselves. We're on, you know, regular on Sundays only. And, you know, basically, this is the difference, really, between stations which do make a lot of money for themselves and therefore can put on, a permanent different type of programme.
Therefore, isn't it better to make a bit of money so that you can do that, provide that sort of service? We make a reasonable amount of money, but we don't pay our staff.
No.
The money goes into the station, and we make enough money to broadcast 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Well, we could do, but we don't want to be burdened with having to go around advertisers asking for money and... Mm. And
well, they come to us.
Well, this is it.
Let me ask you, how much money do you yourself make out of the station?
I make nothing out of the station. Nobody on Radio Jackie gets paid a penny for what they do. What we don't have to do anymore is dip into our own pockets to pay for the station, which is, I believe, how you run the station. Now, we started like that. I don't know how you're going to progress. It's a shame, in a way, that the new laws are going to come in, because we're probably not going to get the chance to find out. How long have you been on the air?
About a month and a week.
That's nothing. You are, without any doubt, in better shape now than we were after a month of broadcasting. So perhaps it's a little unfair what I've said, because you haven't been on for a long time and things may well improve.
When are these laws due, Nick, these new laws?
Difficult to say. The bill is going through Parliament at the moment. It's got its third reading coming up soon. Then it's got to go to the Lords and then back to the Commons, then they'll set a date. So I think we're probably talking about 2 months. But I think that's going to be the end for a lot of stations.
Yes.
It's a shame. It's going to be a big shame. We've been around for 13 years, and it'll be a shame if we have to go. We're going to try and continue broadcasting. I think we will continue for a while. I think we'll have to limit our hours. I don't think we'll be able to broadcast 7 days a week. A lot of stations will have to go altogether. You know, they won't be able to afford the fines. At least we've built up a fund, a little bit of money, so we can afford to pay the fines. But with a maximum fine of £1,000, I think a lot of people are going to find it a problem. Could you pay a £1,000 fine tomorrow?
No, couldn't.
By the way, listeners, there are guests who've come specially from London are actually seated on wooden floorboards at the moment. Just so we
Very comfortable it is too, I may add.
Very comfortable as well. But I know you've criticised us, but why are you criticising us at such an early stage? I mean, you haven't listened to much of us. I mean, are you going on what you've been told by other radio stations?
No, I think it perhaps was a little unfair of me to criticise you. I'm going by what I've heard. You asked me which was the best station I've heard. The best station I've heard, and I'm going by programmes, because that's what it's all about.
The
best programmes I've heard today have been on LBC. I haven't been up to Merseyside for about a year, so this is the first programming I've heard in the year.
We do like other radio stations. We are peaceful, we keep to ourselves, but we try to just keep to ourselves on the station. We don't mention other radio stations, you see, because it gets very complicated for us on Merseyside, because
you did ask me which one was the best, though, so it was up. You gave me the opportunity to mention another radio station.
Yeah, you've seen you've advertised the radio station quite a lot in the time you've been interviewed.
Only because you've pushed me on the matter.
Okay, right, that's fair enough. Andy Davis, you want any questions about
the cover?
No, not at all.
No, actually, Nick, yeah, if you could, one other question. You've seen our, shall we say, messy layout. Could you tell us, is this pirate radio in London, is it basically the same sort of thing that we do here? Or, you know, describe, would you, if you would, to listeners, a typical Radio Jackie studio, if you could?
Stations in London do not tend to look like your setup here. I don't see any record decks here, for example. Most of the radio stations in London are broadcast live, as you're doing here. Radio Jackie has professional record decks. It has professional cartridge machines, Revox tape recorders. AKG microphones. A sort of more lavish setup than you've got here. But I think if you're going to be on for 7 days a week, you've got to have equipment that you can trust. It would be no good if we had a couple of SP25s and an Eagle mixer, because after a couple of weeks it would break down. We are taking money for advertising, but the money is buying that sort of equipment. And we're trying to be a professional radio station, and to do that you've got to have professional equipment. The equipment we use is, most of it is ex-BBC or ex-ILR, so it is equipment that has been used for radio stations and is designed for that purpose. You know, I won't describe the equipment that you've got here, but were you to be given a license, you would not be allowed to use this equipment. Were we to be given a license, we would be able to use the equipment we use.
But again, the reason we use this equipment is because in case of a raid by the GPO or the Home Office and we take any of the equipment, we couldn't afford to replace it again, so we use cheap equipment.
But the way the law stands at the moment, if you get a raid from the Home Office or the GPO, they have no authority to take the equipment.
But it has been known by... There was another station raided and the equipment was taken.
Well, then they let them take it without when they had no right to. If the Home Office come and they say, we're going to take this equipment, and you let them take it, fair enough. But if you say, no, you're not going to take it, there's nothing they can do.
They can't even take the transmitter.
They can take nothing. All they're entitled to do under present legislation is to test the transmitter.
Yes.
If they're satisfied it's transmitting on the frequency that they've monitored it, then they've got to go away. There's nothing they can do. They can take your name and address, whichever one you choose to give them, and then they will go away and you can continue broadcasting.
Do you feel there's room, though, for more radio stations in Great Britain itself?
Without any doubt at all. I would say, just to give an example, as I'm in Merseyside, there's room for perhaps 10 stations, at least. So there's room for you, there's room for the others whose names I shan't mention, but it's got to be within the framework of the law.
But do you think it's a good idea to have so many stations? I mean, wouldn't it become chaotic on the airwaves?
Of course it wouldn't. Look at America. Look at Dublin.
Isn't America, I mean, radio is a little bit, it's run-of-the-mill in America, radio. It's not as original as it is up here. It's just records, announcements, and boring DJs. Now the electrified DJs, robots doing it.
American radio has gone downhill in recent years without any doubt at all. I hope that wouldn't happen in this country. Society is different over here. I really don't see it happening in the same way. I wouldn't like to see as many stations as we've got in America, but there is certainly room for a lot more. In London, we're campaigning for one station for each London borough. So, you know, in Merseyside, I think, you know, the same amount of stations, it would be very nice to see them.
But don't you say, you mentioned there's a lot of stations in America, and there's a lot of bad ones, but wouldn't you think if the wave band over here was swarmed with stations, wouldn't it kill it, like I said before? Wouldn't it kill the whole idea, the whole enjoyment people get of doing radio programs, when there's so many other people doing the same thing at the same time, the same music, wouldn't it become so boring?
Well, there's obviously room for specialist stations, as they've got in America. What we would like to see is very small stations serving a particular community. For example, here you could have Radio Wallasey, Radio Birkenhead, Radio West Derby. You see, there's plenty of room for very small stations serving a very small community that can put out programming that the listeners in that small community can relate to. Now, for example, if there was a Radio West Derby on the air, they could give out information about jumble sales in West Derby, bargains at the West Derby shops, which is going to be of no interest to people living in Birkenhead. But that station is going to get an audience in West Derby.
Yeah, for once, I agree with that. That's a very good idea, and I would be all for community radio stations. I agree with it.
That is what we're campaigning for. Radio Jackie is a community radio station. We don't want to make any money. I'm not interested in making myself rich out of radio, because no one in radio ever does get rich, apart from the people who put the money into the stations, in one or two cases. All we want is to be given a chance to broadcast a community radio service in South West London. The station has got to make enough money to pay the expenses, but that's all. Obviously we would want a wage out of it, but not an excessive wage, a wage comparable with any other job. That's all I want out of radio. I'm not out to make myself rich.
Nick, you mentioned before there was room for 10 stations or so on Merseyside, provided they broadcast within the framework of the law. Could you tell us briefly what you mean by the framework of the law?
Well, really what I've been going on about at the moment, that means under the IBA, I think that should change, although it probably won't be. But when I say the framework of the law, I mean complying with various technical specifications, allocated frequencies, powers, within the laws of decency, obscenity, that sort of thing. That's what I mean within the framework of the law. It would be wrong for a station to come on the air where it liked, when it liked, with whatever power it liked, putting out whatever programs it liked. I don't know, have you heard of a station called Radio Enoch?
Radio Enoch, no.
Yeah, used to broadcast from Coventry, a very, very right-wing station. I shan't say what sort of programming it was putting out, but with a name like Radio Enoch, I'm sure you can imagine. Now, do you think that sort of station should be on the air?
Oh, no.
No political stations.
But you're campaigning for free radio. If we get free radio, then surely that sort of station should be free to come on as well.
Yeah, it seems that we've all got the wrong idea about free radio. You seem to have got it all sort of cased in London. You know, you've got the right idea about it. We just haven't got a clue what we're doing. We know we're trying to put a station on, and we're trying to provide a service, but we're not in any category of community radio. We're trying to be number one pirate station on Merseyside, which I suppose is wrong, really. We're all trying to be number one when that's impossible, isn't it?
I think I have probably criticised you unfairly, as I said. You threw me in at the deep end. I haven't heard a lot about you. You are broadcasting on VHF, which is something that the other stations aren't doing. Night time, it's very important to have stations on VHF, because medium wave signals are somewhat limited at night. I think it would be nice if I came up in a few months' time and listened to you again, listened to everyone again at some length, and perhaps commented again. As I said, I was thrown in at the deep end. I don't really know anything about you at all. I've never met you before. I've never heard you before. I've probably listened to about 15 or 20 minutes of your programming.
Can I ask you one thing, Nick? What keeps you going? You know, I mean, what? You've been on the NF, what, 16 years?
13.
What has actually kept you going for those 13 years?
Determination. And the fact that we're getting a good audience. It's the audience response that makes you want to do it. The satisfaction you get from all the people who ring in, who write in, who are actually enjoying what you're doing. You get these people, and you know, it's amazing some of the things that people say about us, how kind they are about us. If we weren't getting any listeners, there'd be no point in doing it. I don't like breaking the law. I'm not a criminal. I think laws are very necessary. Some laws are bad. The Wireless Telegraphy Act is not a good law. It needs amending. It's being amended. Not in the right way, unfortunately. But the reason for broadcasting is to get people listening, is to provide a radio service. If you don't get listeners, no point in doing it. We get a lot of listeners, a lot of very satisfied listeners, and that's why we're on the air.
Great, I thought it was really nice, isn't it? Yes. And I agree with everything you're doing for Radio Jack itself, and I wish you the best of luck with that station, and I'll hand you to Andy Davis for the last question.
Grant does have a few tapes of Radio Jack itself, which he did pick up in London, which we must try and feature. There's one thing I would like to ask you. I don't know if we should ask you over the air, but I don't know if you know about the post office situation in Merseyside, but it appears to be somewhat lapsed at the moment, and has been, in fact, for the last 2 years. Now, I don't know if you do know, but what do you think the reason for this is? I mean, they basically are letting us get away with it. I mean, I'm sure of it. Yeah, they just haven't.
I really don't know. I'm not familiar with the way they work up here. Perhaps have they ever had any trouble with you?
No, not at all, nothing. I mean, we've run a few stations now over the last 2 years, and we can say, you know, us three, we haven't had any trouble at all with them. They have left us alone.
Well,
my final word.
Well, I just traced you without any difficulty. If I can do it, I'm sure they can do it if they want to.
This is what I'm saying. You see, they can do it. I know they can, so why aren't they?
Perhaps they think that you are providing a good service. Presumably you're not causing any interference, because if you were, I'm sure they'd have come and closed you down very quickly. So you're doing no harm, why not? Leave you alone.
Yeah, well, this is what we like to think. We hope this is, you know, their reaction, that of course they, you know, they know that we are providing good service. But we've been very lucky over the last 2 years. What's the situation like in London?
It's very, very different. We've been fairly lucky. The stations broadcasting on VHF haven't had the same luck. Now, I think this is possibly because they break into lift rooms on blocks of flats, pinch the electricity, broadcast on VHF, cause interference with the communal aerial systems. I assume you don't do that.
No.
I can only think that that is the reason why the VHF stations are getting hit regularly, and they do get hit regularly, sometimes every week for 4 weeks in a row. We don't have a lot of problems. We don't broadcast on VHF. We only broadcast on medium wave. We raise a lot of money for charity, many thousands of pounds a year. We do a lot of work within the local community. We get a lot of support from our MPs, from the local police, which I hope is why we're not getting raided. We care about the community. The other stations don't.
Yeah. What's your reaction to proposed VHF stations on Merseyside, you know, which may come about in the forthcoming future, as well as ourselves? You know, do you advise us to stay off VHF or what, Nick?
Well, judging by the experience in London, I would say if you broadcast on VHF, you're cutting your own throats, but it's up to you, quite honestly. VHF is important. It's better quality. It can go further from the right sort of site. But it's also more likely to cause interference if the transmitters are built by people who aren't technically competent. Broadcasting on VHF, you're very, very close to police frequencies, whereas on medium wave you're not. Presumably on VHF your transmitters can change frequency, whereas on medium wave they can't. There could be a lot of reasons why you shouldn't broadcast on VHF. If I was asked to set up a station on Merseyside, and I could set it up on VHF or medium wave, I would always go for medium wave. Okay, I'm throwing away a lot of listeners, but it's just not worth the risk on VHF.